525 on the Sports Line. Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by Richmond Raceway. It's here, Ed!
Race weekend, Rich!
Race weekend is here. If you're heading to the track, go to richmondraceway.com and check out all the events that you can do. And check out.
You don't do infield events, do you? You can experience.
Thank you.
The new infield fan zone as well that they've been working so hard to get ready.
Lots of good stuff. RichmondRaceway.com.
Much more accessible driver, by the way, or much more accessible garage for not just drivers but fans, which I know has been one of their big selling points. But having looked at or having been over to Richmond Raceway, it looks a lot better than it did earlier.
All right, it's that time, ladies and gentlemen. Lane's Lines.
The Sports Line does not encourage betting on children's sports, but if you choose to do so, please do so responsibly. You've been waiting all week.
That's what we work all week for, to come out here, let our head out, and just play football.
And the time has finally come. It's time to break down children's football.
You have the opportunity today to rip their freaking head off and let them bleed.
As only the Sports Line can.
I say rip, you say head. Rip!
Head!
Rip!
Head!
So break out the juice boxes and orange wedges.
Now go get me a juice box.
Why don't you go to hell? No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
Get ready for some inside info from legendary high school football experts Dennis Carter and Dave Ross. Then prepare to call your guy. The numbers have been crunched. Every detail has been examined. Every team, coach, and player has been evaluated.
You have the opportunity to knock his ball out. Do you understand me? And if his head falls, it falls. Do you hear me?
Yabba dabba do. Yes, folks, it's time for Lane's Lines.
Okay, if that kid comes across, I want you to put it in his helmet. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I don't care if you don't get up. Let's go.
Only on the Sports Line.
See, where were those clips when we needed them on Tuesday?
I don't know. Somebody forgot to put them in the right folder.
Amazing that they couldn't quite navigate that maze of folders that is your filing system here in the computers. Dennis Carter, of course, sticking around. Dave Ross, the legendary voice.
All right. I'll tell you. Unofficially, I was 5-0 last week.
Wow. Is that true?
Dave.
Is that true? I don't have the records in front of me.
No. Remember, we didn't do it last week.
Oh.
Rich.
But I did it on my own, and that's what I came up with.
Listen.
So add that to the kitty.
Dave, listen.
I was 5-0 too, Dave. Congratulations.
Everybody was 5-0 except me.
Yeah. Rich was 0-5.
Dave, I've officially hit rock bottom as a sports fan, so I just want you to know, don't push my buttons the wrong way today.
Okay, I'm not, because I have too much respect for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't believe it, but I appreciate it. All right, here's the deal. Couple weeks ago, Dennis had 4 wins. 5 games every week, Ed?
Yes.
So I have to do math on the losses.
I mean, that's tough.
So if Dennis has 12 wins on the season, would that give him 3 losses overall?
Yeah. I'm not very good at math.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, mental note, now that we have an intern, we want records, not like just wins,
12-3, like how many losses,
right,
to?
So
and if there was a push, you can do that as well.
Dave last week, or not last week, but last time, 3-2. Now, I can't believe that this is right. I went 1-4. Could that be right?
I mean, I think that's probably the most believable out of all the statistics.
It was a bad week, Rich. You'll rebound this week.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll rebound. So I am 6-something on the 6-9, right? Is it 15? 3 weeks, 15 games?
5, 10, 15, yeah, you'd be 6 and 9.
Doing math on the fly.
12 and 3, yes.
All right.
I like the Jets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get him, Dennis.
The opening was there, Rich. I'm sorry.
Wow. So that's where we're going. I gotcha. All right. Very good. And we're also joined by Eric Tanner. Eric also 4 wins a couple weeks ago. Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, Eric.
Hey, buddy.
So Eric had his way with Dave and myself and Ty Dennis. But overall, everybody's except my record looking very good so far.
So far, so good.
It's a new week, Rich. Knock 'em dead.
That's why I entered, to help support the house. Ed was losing too much money to you guys, so I had to join the fray to help fill the coffers.
He's a Band-Aid on this blood clot.
Oh, boy. All right, you ready, Ed?
Yes, I'm ready.
You got some lines ready for us?
I do have lines. We're going to start off with Dave Ross because we're going over to the Star City. Well, they don't want to be called the Star City Salem, but we're going over in that direction anyway. Blacksburg at Salem, and the Spartans are a 4-point home favored. Dave, then Dennis, then Eric.
I'm going to lean toward Blacksburg on this one.
You're going to lean that way, or are you going to pick them?
Okay, I'm going to pick them. And here we go, trying to be negative.
That is Rich to a T, Dave. You've hit the nail on the head.
All right, up next is Dennis.
Dennis, yes.
Ed, I'm going to go Salem has struggled this year. I think they're due for a breakout game. So I'm going to take Salem and give the 4 points. I'll take Salem.
Awesome. We're off to a good start. Money on both sides. The success of Lane's lines varies depending on whether we get the spread right or money on both sides or cumulative records. It's a very subjective term.
Eric.
I'll take Blacksburg.
And Rich.
I'm going with Dennis.
You're going with Dennis.
Dennis owns this thing. So if Dennis and Dave are on different paths, in this case, I'm going with Dennis. Salem, I agree with them. I think they're due for a little bit of an awakening, if you will.
Ah, yes. So Rich is optimistic about Salem. All right, we're going to go in the exact same order because we're going to stick on that side for right now. Lord Botetourt at Northside. The Vikings are a 5-point home favorite. What's that look for, Rich?
Don't you have to say Lord Botetourt a different way?
Lord Botetourt.
Thank you.
Lord Botetourt at Northside, a 5-point favorite. Northside, not Lord Botetourt.
Now I've got Dave. I've got color coded things.
Well, I'll go with Northside. Although this is going to be a very good game, I can see it going either way. But I'll go with Northside. They're playing very well right now.
Dennis,
they are playing very good this year. This could be the best game of the night. I know we've got Glass Heritage in Lynchburg. But this Botetourt Northside game is going to be really good. I'll go the opposite way, Dave. I'll go Lord Botetourt in this one. So we've got two games and two different choices. So somebody's going to do well this week, and somebody's going to not do so well. I think it might be me, but I'll go ahead and take Botetourt.
Eric,
I'm going to take Lord Botetourt.
Dennis, or Rich, are you going to stick with Dennis again?
No, I'm going north side.
You're going north
Dennis
side.
Dennis didn't sound too confident in his picks today. Dave Ross knows what he's talking about over there.
Yes,
north side? Okay, we're going to change it up a little bit. LCA at Rustburg. Eric's going to be on the spot first, then Dennis, then Dave, then Rich is the best for last, of course.
Of course.
LCA at Rustburg. Rustburg is a 7.5-point home favorite. Eric, who you got?
I got LCA.
Dennis.
You know, I think Rustburg is going to win that game, but I don't know if they'll win by 7.5, so I'll take LCA and the points in that one.
Mr. Ross.
I think I would do the same, go with LCA and the points.
Resounding. And Rich.
Rustburg.
Rosberg. Boy, you said that with conviction.
I did.
That's all that matters right there.
That's right. It's just got to sound good.
Fake it till you make it. Right. I don't know if we're going to make it anytime soon with your picks, but...
I'm due for a bounce back week.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to save the ABC 13 WSET Football Friday Game of the Week for last. So that's going to put us at our WIQO Game of the Week on 100.9 WIQOradio.com and the Virginia's Talk Station app. No shilling, of course, with the Trio Brick Oven Eatery tailgate show starting at 6:45. I can't keep a straight face because Rich can't either.
It's the tag that goes on forever.
I know.
How many more businesses could you squeeze in?
R.I.P. Billy Mays. Liberty at Jefferson Forest, who is a 24-point home favorite. That's a big number, Dave. Dennis as well. We're going to ask you, Dennis, first, then to Eric, then Dave Ross, and then, of course, Rich last.
Ed, did you say 24?
You got it. Yes, sir.
Big number.
Wow. That is a lot of points. But I tell you what, JF is playing really strong out of the gates this year. I know Liberty is also undefeated and having a good season as well, but I think JF's going to be really strong at home tonight. I'm going to go with the Cavaliers and get the points.
Eric?
This is going to be a good game. I think Jefferson Forest will win. I think they'll win by probably around 21, but I'm going to say Liberty covers, but they won't win.
Mr. Ross, Dave Ross.
I will lean toward Jefferson Forest as well, the way they're playing. And Liberty's done a nice job, but this will be very difficult for them on the road.
And I'm kind of torn on this one, in all honesty, because I feel like I've picked against Jefferson Forest with the point spread every week, and it's really worked out to JF's favor. So I feel like they may want me to keep picking against them.
Yeah, you're going with the hometown philosophy. Take one for the home team.
But the flip side is I really need some wins.
You got to get out of the cellar.
I need some wins.
Rich is desperate.
So I am going with JF laying the 20. Was it 24 or 24 and a half?
24. Nope, 24.
Oh,
no
hook,
there.
Then I'm in.
Nope. That's
no
the
hook,
difference.
I'm in, yes.
JF. Boy, I'll be scoreboard watching tonight.
JF.
And last but certainly not least, we'll leave Dennis with last for this one because it's his WSET Game of the Week. So we'll start off with Eric, then Dave, then Rich, and then Dennis. EC Glass, I'm going to use air quotes here, at Heritage because they play at the same stadium and they're not even changing the end zone paint. Although I wish one said Glass and one said Heritage, but we need to talk that up with the Lynchburg City officials to get that done. Who are you taking in this game? It's a pick 'em, gentlemen. Dave.
I'm going to lean toward Glass.
But who are you going to pick?
EC Glass.
Okay, thank you.
Eric.
My goodness gracious.
I got four names for you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Jaden Merriman, Holden Fretz, Keegan Page, and Bam Cottrell, the EC Glass defensive line, will dominate this game, and I'm going with my team, the EC Glass Hilltoppers. Go Big Blue.
So wow. Two for EC Glass on this pick 'em so far. Mr. Roth.
Make it three.
Okay.
EC Glass has surprised me a little bit this year. I didn't know what they were going to have coming into the season. They've looked great. Heritage obviously stumbled early, but they've bounced back. But I think this is it's going to be a tough environment for EC Glass on the road here. Playing in unfamiliar territory.
Yeah. Oh, boy, the bus ride's going to look a lot different this week.
You're going to be in the visitor's locker room.
They're going to be
something.
Forced to go the other way into the stadium.
But I'm going Hilltoppers.
And finally, Dennis, on your WSET Game of the Week, pick 'em, EC Glass at, it went air quotes, Heritage.
Boy, tough road game for EC Glass tonight. you know, EC Glass is playing great this year. But I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to be the one guy that goes in the other direction. I will take Heritage tonight.
Dennis, no.
No. Yeah. Eric with a fading disappointment sound.
Well, that's good for you, Eric, because that'll give you a little bit of a nose up on Dennis if the Hilltoppers win it.
Well, I believe last year Dennis picked EC Glass when they were the underdog. So.
And Glass won last year, 14-12.
See, and people say Lane's Lines is just for fun. Eric remembers last year's picks.
Yeah. Boy, he's another one of those that may be sending the picks into the team for motivation.
And everyone in Radioland can play along at home on Facebook or Twitter at
Sportsline Radio.
Sportsline Radio. Lane's Lines are posted, and you could be in picking against Dennis and Dave next week. Gentlemen, enjoy the football this evening and all weekend long. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, that's going to do it for Lane's Lines. One of the funnest segments we do each and every week. Great insight from Dave Ross once again.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he goes in depth when he says heritage.
Right. I'm just gonna stops. Leave heritage. All right, quick break. When we come back, Gary Gramling with some pro football talk and then much more with a historian. Stay tuned.